I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Welcome back to the podcast.
Welcome to a new episode, episode number three.
Episode number three, season three,
yes. Double threes.
Three, three.
Ooh. Three, three. Like, trying to think, is there another three? But no.
Anyways, no.
It's fine. There's two threes. But we're so excited for this episode.
Yes, we're back with a BSA episode, so Big Sister Advice.
Yep. Friendship edition this time.
Yes.
So we're answering four of your guys' friendship dilemmas that you've sent in to us.
Yeah.
And I hope we give you good advice. We're very excited. But first,
we're going to get into our girl trouble of the week. And this week's girl trouble is, have you ever experienced jealousy in friendships?
I have.
I have as well. I think everyone has.
I think I have without even knowing it.
Yeah.
Actually, it's the way it's always worked out for me. Like, I'll explain to my friends. Like, I think I've said something to you as well in the past, like, about something that's happened, and their first, like, initial response would be like, oh, it's probably just like jealousy. And I'm like, but really? Like, it's, I feel like it's sometimes harder for you to see it that way.
Yeah.
Especially if you were friends with them. You're like, but why?
Yeah.
You know, you don't get it. But yeah.
I agree.
And I see it in other people's relationships as well.
Yeah.
It does happen.
It's easier to spot it as an outsider than if you are right in it, because you're clouded by, you're like, oh my God, no, my friend would never do that. She's my friend.
You're like, why? Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. No, it's a thing. It's a thing. But yeah, I have, I think, it's one of those things in friendships that's like really, it's a shame though when it happens. It's kind of hard to like fix it.
Because the sad thing is, I notice with a lot of girls that it's a lot about male validation. Like,
male.
There's a lot of jealousy because maybe their girlfriend gets more attention from guys than this girl. And it has a lot to do, no, at the end of the day, like, jealousy and friendships, it has to do with insecurity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, you're not secure enough in yourself that, yeah.
Exactly. If you're not secure enough with yourself, you're going to be jealous if you see something someone else has and you don't.
Yeah, or that
you want.
Which
is a natural response, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's just wrong on friendships. You shouldn't be jealous of your friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not their fault.
It's sad. And I found it a lot with, like, girls who, they'd be like, I've heard this so many times. Like, not with me personally, by the way, but, like, with other friend groups, like, oh my God, why does everyone hit on her and no one hits on me?
Oh, you know what? Now that you say it like that, though, it's so true. Like, I'm not going to name names, but I have definitely been on nights out where it's not even like I'm the one that's getting hit on, but like, I'll notice that one of my like friends are, and maybe someone else in the group isn't getting any attention, and they'll comment, like, they'll make like a backhanded comment about it. Like, oh, why is no one asking us, like, talking to us?
Yeah.
It's like,
and
yeah,
it's so,
so
sad.
True. But first of all, I'm in relationships, so I don't ever view it like that. But, like, yeah, it does happen.
It happens a lot.
Wow.
And it's always about, like, stupid male validation. Like, who cares? You don't need a man to tell you, oh, my God, you look amazing, for you to know that you look amazing.
Yeah.
As long as you think you look amazing, that's fine. You know what I mean? You don't need validation from other people. But I feel like that's where a lot of friendship jealousy stems from. Because they don't get the same outer validation maybe sometimes on some nights out. And then jealousy
yeah.
occurs.
No, I completely agree. There's definitely been times where I've been out and like a friend of mine will be like, oh, I'm so used to being the one that gets all the attention. Like if someone else is getting the attention that night, it's like,
yeah. Insecure vibes.
Yeah, definitely insecure vibes. Not good.
No.
Don't be that girl.
Don't be that girl. And I feel like if there's a lot of jealousy in a friendship, it becomes toxic and like you can't really call it a healthy friendship anymore, I think.
Jumping in to dilemma number one of the episode, yes. guys. So, hi girls. I have this amazing friend who's always there for me and gives me great advice. However, on multiple occasions recently, she has publicly put me down to make herself look better. What should I do as I don't think this is a problem that will fix itself?
Jealousy.
I was going to say, so this is kind of like ties into our yeah. girl trouble of the week. Definitely jealousy.
Yeah.
Definitely stems from being insecure.
For sure.
I've definitely had this happen to me before. I think, have you had this happen to something like this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind and of.
It just gives you like
especially in high vibes. School and like when you were really young. You don't yeah. even realize it.
Yeah. You don't know what's happening. You're like, you don't know
what's happening.
It's just a bit odd and it definitely puts you in an uncomfortable situation where you're like, you start to, and if you notice these things happening again and again, like clearly she has this,
yeah.
this dilemma.
Because like you don't good. Also don't want to lose your friend and like I understand, but it's so toxic and like believe me, you'll make friends for the rest of your life. Like
yeah,
my mom is 50. She's still making new friends. Like, you know, you never stop making friends.
No, of course not. But I think
definitely confront her. That's step yeah. one.
Because if you have, like, good qualities in this relationship that you don't want to lose, but then you have, like, this huge negative one, it's like you kind of have to weigh up the pros and cons. Like, at what point do you, like, say, like, that the worst is worse than the good?
But I feel you know? Like if a person is jealous of you, like, obviously the person won't have the best intentions with you. Like, this girl puts her friend down publicly. Yeah. That is fucking mean.
That's so true. It's like, that's so what horrible. Advice is she giving you? Like, yeah, like, maybe she's giving you bad advice. You just don't know it.
Exactly. So what is this friendship? Mm. Like, you said it once. There's, like, this saying. You say it all the time. Like, like hype someone up in a room full of haters oh, or yeah, something.
It's like, you want friends who would, like, say it. If they're in a room full of opportunities, they'd, like, hype you up.
Exactly.
Not, like, be like, oh, yeah, I'm better than her kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And this will never happen. So, honestly, I don't know. I don't see a good future for this friendship, unfortunately.
Yeah, I agree.
I think you will naturally drift apart.
Yeah. Like you say, speak to her, but like Lou was saying, it probably, there's probably more wrong in the friendship than just that, by yeah. the sounds of it. Because that doesn't really sound like a very good person.
No.
You'd want to be very close to, really.
And if she's really that insecure that she has to put you down publicly, excuse me, like she needs to figure out her stuff. And I'm sure actually that she
figure it out, honey.
Yeah, and I'm sure actually that she doesn't have a lot of friends.
Yeah, you might be her only friend.
You might be her only friend, yeah. So I'm sure like if you're like, oh, like, you know, I'm distancing myself a little bit because you've been putting me down publicly, she'll be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry, but you mean everything to me, but oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. You know how girls can be?
Mm-hmm.
But like, no. You shouldn't allow this.
No, you shouldn't. Yeah, because like...
You wouldn't allow your boyfriend to do no. this. So why do you allow your friend to do this?
And also, you wouldn't do that to her. So
yeah.
why is she allowed to do it to you? That's where I'm at. I'm like, no.
No.
If I wouldn't treat you like that, don't treat me like that.
Exactly. So, don't treat other people in a way you wouldn't like to be treated.
Yeah, I mean, come on. That's like number one rule book growing up, guys.
Yeah.
Simple.
It is.
Get with the program.
It is. So... No, spend a little bit more time with your other girlfriends. Like, make other friendships because I feel like this is so toxic. And at a certain time, because – and you will try to please her and you'll be like, oh, like, I shouldn't do this because she'll get insecure and she'll get jealous and she'll make a mean comment. Mm-hmm. Like, you will deliberately put yourself down to make her feel comfortable.
Yeah.
But you cannot do that.
Yeah, it's almost – is it kind of gaslight? Well, it's not gaslight.
You will, like, take away your own shine for her to feel comfortable. Like, no. You can shine like the fucking sun and she should still be like, that's my friend.
Yeah.
She'd be like, that, right, her? Right there, her? She's my friend. Like, no. And right now she's bashing you. Like, that's not a friend you want to have.
No. Yeah. I think that's like the bottom line. It's like, is this really a friend that you want to have?
No.
Probably not.
I don't like her.
I mean, the people that have done this to me in the past, like, we're not friends. And I, same. The moment I spot that in a friendship or like someone I'm getting to know, I'm like, no. I'm out.
Yeah.
Running.
You naturally drift apart, I think.
Yeah. Like, it's just, it is, and for me, it's a red flag in friendships, actually.
For sure. Same. For me, it's a red flag as well.
Yeah, it's a bit scary.
The moment I hear this, I'm like, I don't have time for this. Been there, done that.
Yeah, been there, done that.
Yeah, no.
I'm out.
Dilemma number two. Yeah, this is a bad one. I'm not sure if you read this in the DMs, but yeah, okay, I'm going to say it. Help. My ex is trying to hook up with my friend, and my friend won't set some boundaries, even though she says she does not want anything to do with him. It hurts me to see the guy I was truly and madly in love with to now be flirting with my friend. We were together for a year and only broke up a month ago, and now I see him flirting with my friend and she just allows it. What should I do? Do I talk to her about it or do I just try and move on? That's bad.
That's really bad. And that's not...
That's not a friend.
Yeah.
Which friend would do that?
This might sound harsh, but that's not a good
That's
friend.
Not a good friend.
That's a really bad
This friend. Is a girl that like... Like, you really have those girls that, like, live for male validation.
Mm-hmm.
And they would go over dead bodies to do so. Yeah. You know what
just
I mean?
To be, like,
figure of speech, obviously.
Just to get some attention.
Exactly.
From a boy.
Some like, people will just do anything for male validation. And it's just, I think it's really sad.
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds like a guy's girl. It's not like a girl's girl. And also, like, this is not.
She does not have loyalty and friendship.
No. Yeah. Like, where's the loyalty? Like, literally. I always say, this is bad. To be honest, you could speak to her about it if you want, sure. But, like, I think she's already spoken so loudly with her actions.
Yeah.
That it's, like, says so much about her.
I agree.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
I feel like she showed her true colors.
I feel like sometimes there's just these moments in relationships where these things happen. You're, like, you just have to take it for what it is. And, like, that is just, you have to learn from it. And that is just who she is.
Exactly. Sometimes when people show you who they are, believe them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is one of those moments.
This is bad. I would be fuming. I would be so mad if my friend... 1 month? Sorry? At any time. But like 1 month, it's like, wow. That's really fresh.
I'm not sure what would hurt me more. I think the friend.
The friend at this point. If you guys already broke up, like he's already pissed you off, like whatever.
Yeah. But like, so you lost your boyfriend and your friend.
Yeah, your friend has to add fuel to the fire now. Like, geez. Like, she should be, like, trying to take you out, like, avoid him, take you out and, like, make you happy, not let you watch him flirt with her.
No. I think loyalty and friendships is everything and is so important.
Oh, my God. I would never do that.
Yeah. And I feel like girls who don't realize that, how important loyalty is in friendships, for me, they're not true friends. If you are really true close friends, I mean, I don't know how close they are because she was just, like, my friend.
Yeah.
But I assume they're close. So I assume you like went to her and like, you know, cried on her shoulder and was like, oh my God, he said this, he did this. I'm hurting so much. Like, I'm sure you've sat in the couch together crying. Well, you were crying and she was listening to you. And now she's allowing this guy that you've been crying about to flirt with her.
Yeah. And even if you're not close friends, like, and you're just like friends or whatever, it's like, okay, well now you know this is the kind of girl she is. She's still like willing to do that. So like, just like cut her out of your life basically.
Exactly. If she's not a close friend, if she's an acquaintance, you can't blame her. She doesn't owe anything to you.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say that
friend,
as well.
If it's a friend, it's
but
like...
If she really is a friend that you, like, hang out with, you're like, yo, you should take your distance.
Yeah. I would...
And also try to move on from this guy for sure.
Yeah.
Because that was her question. She's like, should I try to move on from the guy for sure? Because, like, he has no respect. Who the fuck does that?
Absolutely. Yeah, as well. Like, we're like, oh, the girl. But, like, that's so bad. Like, the respect. I mean, come on.
It says a lot about a person.
Like, that's like... Imagine I went and, like, flirted with my... No. What? Just no.
It's just embarrassing. Like, I don't know. I would never do it.
No. Yeah, it's a good point, though. The boy's very wrong here as well. Like, go elsewhere and flirt with other people.
But then again, like, you know, what do we expect from them? Yeah. Nothing. So it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
But, like, an ex is an ex for a reason. And with your friend, she showed her true colors. I could never trust her again. And even, like, even if she's like, oh, like, I'm so sorry, I won't do it again. Imagine you get a boy that you really, really like. I don't know. I could never trust her. And she, like, starts flirting with him.
I have this thing. I don't know if I've said this on the podcast yet. But when I say it to people, they're like, what? It's like, there are girls out there that I would never leave in the same room as my boyfriend alone. Like, there are. And it's not my boyfriend's fault. I trust him. But, like, I don't trust some girls.
Oh, my God. Like, sometimes, I'm thinking if I have girls like that.
Like, I'm not friends with these people, but, like, I've certainly met people where I'm like, you're the girl I would never leave alone in the room with my boyfriend.
Yeah.
They're just stars. Sometimes it's the girl. Sometimes it's not the boy, guys. You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. I think with this dilemma, I would just, I would just question her, like, the friendship with her, how, like, loyal it is. Like we always say,
Yeah.
Loyalty above all.
Loyalty above all, literally.
Yeah. You're trying to think about someone that...
Yeah, I'm thinking like, which girl would I never leave alone in a room with my boyfriend? I don't know. I don't have many friends, first of all.
Well, they're not really, I mean, like, maybe at one point they're my friend, but, like, it's more girls so bad that girls know. Do this, that they, like cheated. They've known that someone's in a relationship with someone. Like, so say they have a friend, a boyfriend, guy friend that's dating a girl. And then she sleeps with a guy, even though that he's in a relationship. Like, these are the kind of girls.
Oh my God. I would never
want to be.
That's the thing. Honestly, that's something I really paid attention to as well when I make new friends, like about their values. If they will sleep with a guy that's in a relationship, I'll be like, sorry, no morals. Like, yeah, absolutely no morals.
That's really bad. That in my mind is worse than cheating in your own relationship. That's like really bad.
It's just having like no respect.
Yeah. Like poor girl that you did that to.
Like, I know you don't owe the girl anything, but it's like
girls
yeah, like have respect for the situation and also have respect for yourself. Like, mm-hmm. What, you're the whore sleeping around?
Yeah, you're the wrecker.
Other woman.
Yeah,
ew, disgusting.
Terrible behavior. Terrible.
Disgusting. Ew. No, I like don't understand.
I don't get it either,
because
I
like never. I've had girls back in uni, and like there were girls, like, well, not girls, actually one girl, and she came back to school and she was like, oh my God, I slept with, and then it was like a celebrity name, I'm not gonna say the name, but he's like married and he has a full-on family. She was like, oh my God, I slept with him, this and that, and I'm like, this is something you should not be proud of.
You should be embarrassed of this.
Like, he is dating he's married,
he has children.
Drop dead gorgeous. And he has several children. Like, this is not something you should be proud of.
Yeah.
You're acting like a hoe.
Mm.
Like, no, this is not cool.
It's like, I know, I have something similar where this girl started dating a footballer and came out as pregnant, and he was married and has kids with someone else, and was like, I mean, they're married now. So she like was basically a homewrecker, full on homewrecker. But like paparazzied with him when he's like fully married and like has a whole different life. I'm just like, whoa. I mean, you never know like what the circumstances are, but like there are right ways to go about things, people.
Yeah.
Like, there's a right way to fucking do it, and that's not it.
No. So like for me personally, friends who have fucked up morals like that, if they don't have loyalty in that sense, how will they ever be loyal to me?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Okay.
Like in our friendship.
These are red flags you should not ignore.
Exactly. Red flags and friendships.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's the thing.
So get over him and get over her. Mm. Yeah, I don't think this is a good friend to have.
Yeah,
you don't want her in your life.
I agree.
Because if one day you'll ever meet a significant person, as Millie said, I don't think you'll leave her alone in the same room.
No.
You'll be like,
you wouldn't want to.
You'll be like, you wouldn't even go to the bathroom leaving them alone.
Like, do you want to go to the bathroom with me?
Yeah, you'll be like, Jason, you come to the bathroom with me? Like, no.
You want to help me in the kitchen quickly?
You want to help me?
Yeah, but anyways, no. All jokes aside, good luck. Let us know how it goes.
Exactly. Let us know how it goes.
Okay, moving on to dilemma number 3. Hi, I have been struggling with a few friends of mine recently. The dilemma is that we have been friends since uni, but over the past few months, the friendship feels very one-sided. I'm always the one to reach out and ask to make plans. These friends in particular are very dear to me, as we have a lot of history together and memories. What should I do, as I don't want a forced friendship, but I also don't want to lose touch with them?
Oh, I'm sad. This is sad.
Yeah, I feel like
I can relate to this.
Yeah, I can as well. I've definitely had this happened as well. And it's like, again, it's, we always say it's like part of like transitions and life.
Yeah.
But like, again, if it is like one of your oldest group of friends or your oldest friends, that's like even harder to like come to terms with.
I think what a lot of girls don't realize at a young, like I didn't realize that at a young age, but now I do, is I think we all had to learn it. Friendships are also relationships. And all relationships take work, including friendships. Yeah. So
it doesn't just come naturally. Like you have to put effort in.
Friendships are relationships too. Mm-hmm. And all relationships need work. So you also need to work on your friendships.
Yeah, I agree. But I can't think of anything worse. Well, I can think of some things, but like it, having a one-sided friendship is like, or like a forced friendship.
Yeah.
It's so,
like, so hard.
It just sucks. You're like, oh.
You feel like having a monologue. You're like, oh, I'm the only one who wants this.
Yeah. It's awkward, actually. It's like, but, I texted you again to ask, hang on, you know, stupid things. Like, really, it's like dumb. But, like, I could see, especially if it's, like, your uni friends, that it plays on your mind a bit.
I can see how, like, friendships change after uni and, like, in different phases of your life. We talked about this before. But, like, I also have some friends, by the way, that I literally, like, sometimes I don't hear them for 3 months.
Yeah.
But then we have like a 3-hour phone call conversation where like, oh my God, we catch up on everything. Or like we meet up and we literally are together for the entire day from 8 a.m. in the morning to like midnight.
Yeah, you're like the way of the friendships just like evolved.
Yeah. And like when we see each other, it's as if nothing changed. But I have to say these are my very long-term friends.
Same.
So.
Yeah, that's quite common.
Yeah. Like there's this trust in this relationship and it's like, if we don't talk, it's fine. I see you when I see you and it will be as amazing.
Yeah, that's just what the friendship is. Yeah, I feel like maybe my advice is like, it's really, this is really normal. This is a normal phase to go through with like older friends. And like Lulu said, maybe it's just that moment where like you guys aren't going to see each other as much, but it's fine. Like it's not the end of the world. Like it's not, you're not going to have, it's very rare to have friends that you're with, like, forever, that you're with every day. Like, that just, like, no.
Also, you can't have, like, 5 friends to whom you're sending your daily updates every single day.
No.
Like, you would be on your phone the whole time.
Copy-paste.
No. Like, some people, and, like, some people aren't texters, and, like, no.
Yeah. There's a lot that goes into it.
So that's something you would have to consider, but obviously, I think you should still voice what you're feeling to your friend and be like, hey, like, I know, you know, we both graduated and we both like start a new job. Yeah. Maybe she moved to a new city. I mean, I don't know. And then just voice it to her and be like, well, I really value our friendship and I really love you. So I hope, you know, you won't forget about us.
Yeah, make time for each other. Yeah.
And I hope our friendship won't change in a negative way.
Yeah. Because I do agree, like, you have, like, especially if there's distance involved or times of the essence or whatever, it's like you really do have to put effort in to not lose touch with people. Like that's one thing I've learned from moving abroad. It's like you really, then you have to put even more work into these relationships. Like
you
have to, because otherwise you will literally just, I mean, there's people that I thought I'd be friends with forever that I just do not speak to.
Yeah,
it's because of distance.
It's sad, literally. Yeah. Mm. Same.
So, but you know, these older friendships are like so important to that it's worth putting in the extra bit of work.
It is, because like I've had friendships where we both live in London, and then people like in London, people come and go. People don't always stay. And I've had friendships that then like moved back to their home country or whatever. And like some of them, I wasn't as good as staying in touch. And now I'm like, oh, I wish I stayed in touch.
Yeah, same.
Because like we're still friends, but it's not the same. Like we're not close anymore. And like maybe it's normal, but I'm like, oh, like I wish I put in a little bit more effort.
Yeah, but also it's like, it's easy to say that, but it's never going to be the same if you're not able to like physically be together, you know?
Exactly.
But yeah, it's funny. Life's funny, guys. It's sad. Yeah. But I think if it is like one of your, like someone you grew up with, it's like,
oh yeah.
You know, you can't let it fade.
No.
At least don't like do your best not to.
Yeah. Again, depends how much you value the friendship.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
Yeah. And also like maybe this is, you know, because she's saying it's coming from them. She feels like she's putting an effort and they're not. Maybe who knows what's going on in their life. Maybe it's just like a little phase and they'll maybe be back.
Yeah.
You know, you never know. So be patient as well.
Maybe they're like busy trying to figure out their lives
and
they don't really have time for.
Yeah. You know, maybe they're just like getting settled in something new. So it's like be patient and hopefully they'll all go back to normal.
For sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so going to dilemma number 4. Hi, I've been loving your podcast and need some sisterly advice here. How do you think it's the best way to meet new people when your hobbies are mostly solo? So I moved to the UK for work 2 years ago. My friends aren't in the same city. Some of them are up north. And it makes me think I should meet new people. I'm not a big drinker, so going to bars might not be the best option for me. I don't know if anyone feels the same when moving abroad. Please advise.
Well,
this is interesting because yeah. I think we both can relate to this.
Yeah. I mean, I can relate to an extent. I feel like I can also picture, like, if I was to move
at this age.
Yeah. I mean, I'm definitely not going to be going to the club and trying to meet friends. No way. Too old for that.
Yeah.
So I don't know what I would do.
Agreed. Like, I feel like when you're 18, 20, 21 even, that's how you meet your friends.
Yeah, like, let's be honest. When we both moved here, I met all of my friends at nightclubs.
We were club rats.
Yeah, like, and you know what? Whatever, I'm not friends with many of them anymore, but...
Those are, like, your party friends.
Yeah, it's just natural, and it's also, like, a really easy way to make friends.
It's really easy.
Common interest, getting drunk, like, you know.
But literally, it's literally like that. It's like, I like to chug shots. Yeah. Oh, me too, let's be friends.
Do you like tequila?
Do you like tequila? Oh my God, me too, I'm also a tequila girl, let's be friends.
Immediately friends, immediately.
Literally.
Take zero effort.
Zero effort. But like, when you're young, like, relationships in general and friendships, they're a little bit more shallow. I feel like, looking back, I'm like, wow, my friendships and relationship were so shallow. Like, now my friendships are so much more deeper than back in the day.
That's because we're more mature.
Yeah.
It's why that is. But you know what? If you're not drinking, it's fine. There's other ways to make friends. If your hobbies are solo, I don't know. I would probably recommend trying to find at least one hobby that isn't, because like, that's really, if you spend all day alone.
What does she mean, you think, with hobbies that are solo?
I don't know.
What do you, like, going for a walk?
Maybe she likes to play the piano. That's so...
Okay, but if she plays the piano, maybe she'll go to piano classes. That's with people,
true.
No?
Yeah. I feel like you're right. There's always a way that you can, like, incorporate your hobbies into a group. Like,
exactly.
Like, if you're a painter, fine. Maybe you do that on your own. Go to a painting class. Go to a course. Something.
Exactly. If you like to read, go to a book club.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's an easy one. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would like to do a book club.
I'd love to do a book
club. Just for fun one time.
I'd love to do a book club and be like, so ladies, what have you read this week?
But yeah, I think like the older I've got as well, even now, like even though we've been living in London for ages, we have our friend groups, whatever. If I'm going to be friends with someone, it's usually because we have a common interest. Like even you and I, like we had common, like I'm not just
And we didn't meet in the club.
No. We met on Instagram, but it's fine.
Yeah. Which we'll come to later.
2024. 2024 or 3?
2023. We're now 2023. Jesus.
Ages.
We're losing track of time. No, but I agree. Like, when you're 21, you want to go out and, like, that's how you find friends. But if I would move at my age, I wouldn't want to do this all over again. I wouldn't want to meet my friends in the club, because now I see how superficial that is. And I want to have more meaningful friendships.
Yeah. So what do you think? How do you think you should make friends?
I agree. Like, go to, like... If you read, go to a book club.
Yeah.
Like, try to make your hobby into a hobby that's, like, not solo.
There must be a way.
There must be
a
way.
And if there's not, like, maybe we're, like, not thinking far enough outside the box, but start a new hobby that is.
You
know, like, something. I don't know. I don't know what your interests are, but there has to be something that you can
exactly.
do.
Exactly. And the thing is, it only takes you making one friend. And then that friend will introduce you to new friends.
Yeah.
And you'll meet more people and you'll start getting into social circles.
Yeah.
Basically.
Absolutely. Like I even recently had someone DM me, a girl I knew from the States who had a friend who was staying in London, and like connected us because she was like looking for some friends because she just didn't know anyone here. It's like, so like maybe you
that's a great
can
way.
Ask your anyone you know that's been to where, you know, it's trickier that way, but like there are ways. So think outside the box.
I think that's a really good way. Yeah. And honestly, have no shame. And also,
no shame.
Girl, I met most of my friends through Instagram. Mm-hmm. I would literally DM people, be like, hi, I saw we might have similar interests.
Want to go for coffee?
Should we go for coffee? But
no,
literally.
It's so normal. So normal now.
Because in February, I went to Paris for a month. And I had zero friends, obviously, because I don't know anyone there. Mm-hmm. And I would DM girls and I'd be like, hi, you know, would you like to go for coffee? I'm new in Paris. You know, saw you live here as well. We might have common interests. Let's meet up for coffee. Not everyone replied, but some of them replied.
Yeah.
And absolutely. Now I have new friends. Like sometimes you just need to get out of your own comfort zone and you need to be like a little bit ballsy. Mm-hmm. You have a no, you can get a yes.
Yeah, I agree.
So yeah.
I agree. Instagram's a good one.
Slide into the DMs. And honestly, like, girls are so nice.
Yeah.
Not all girls are nice.
It's so funny. Because like, there's been times where I've done it as well and I'm like, are they going to be like, weirded out that I messaged them. And they're always like super nice.
You're super nice.
Okay, it's fine.
Exactly. I met the nicest girls in Paris. And I was like, I'm really glad I went out of my comfort zone and like DM'd them. Because first I was like, oh my God, they'll think this is embarrassing. It's not embarrassing at all.
No. Because I'm sure they, if the roles were reversed, they'd do the same.
They would do the same.
It's just they, I'm sure like most people are understanding about it. They're like, oh yeah, she's new. Maybe they did that when they first moved there. You never know.
Yeah.
So.
I think Instagram is a huge one. Like also for me personally, I met most of my friends on Instagram.
Yeah.
And I also once heard there's a thing called Bumble for friends.
Oh yeah, like Bumble community?
Yeah, maybe that's the thing you could try out.
Or is that business? Anyways, yeah, I've heard this as well. I've heard about this.
I was literally considering trying this when I moved here. So I was literally considering it, but then I didn't do it.
Yeah.
So I stuck with the sliding into DMs on Instagram, and it worked.
Yeah, it has worked.
So yeah.
I mean, that's how Lulu and I met, guys.
Yeah, literally.
I mean, it was off the back of...
And I think it's... Thingy, but... It's a good way to meet someone, because it's not in the club. Like, it's a more genuine... Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, we had coffee. We didn't go for drinks. Like,
we had a coffee.
Full on sober.
Yeah, so like if it would have gone bad, I mean, it was just only one coffee. You could have been like, oh, I need to go home, feed my cat.
Yeah, because like, what do you mean? Like, fine, if you're out. The thing is, meeting people in the club, it's like, so did you go to the club alone? You know?
Yeah.
I don't even remember how I did.
I think at a later age, you're just so sick of clubbing. Like, this is just not a priority anymore.
And I know.
You don't want to meet your friends there.
Experience that, like, the people that are in the clubs, like, I'm most likely not going to end up being friends with them for that long because it just doesn't line up to my like life, what I'm looking for in life right now.
So no, like if you're not into drinking, honestly, I think that's a good thing even. Yeah. I think even if you are into drinking, if you love going out, it's never an amazing way to meet friends in a club.
No, it's not. We know literally from experience. But I'm not friends with any of those people anymore. Yeah, just give it time, ask people for connections.
Yeah.
You know, don't, like Lou said, have no shame because it's like totally normal to feel lonely when you move to a new
city.
Exactly. Like, it will come. Don't worry.
Another one, maybe go to the gym.
Yeah, the gym.
The gym is a great way to meet people. I met a friend of mine in the gym.
Yeah, the gym is good because you can go there alone.
Yeah. It's a solo, but like you can make it.
You can go alone not and solo. Leave with someone.
You can leave with someone.
A date.
You could leave with a friend or you could leave with a date. Literally. The gym is a great place.
Yeah.
The gym is Bumble relationships and Bumble friends in one. In real life and one.
You combined know, in one like place. A dating app called, is it Two Thursdays? I've heard of this
really?
A while ago. Apparently it's like a dating app where every Thursday they rent out a like venue, like a bar, and you have to go in real life. And it's only singles in there. But they should do that for friends. Maybe they have done that.
They should do that. Like a mixer. Yeah, yeah. Like go to a mixer. Oh my God, I'm getting really excited.
Bingo night?
Bingo night.
Do they do that in this country? Like American bingo?
I mean, I think some people do that.
It must be. There has to be something. Or like find a Facebook group chat for like...
Yes.
I don't know. Is this like desperate?
No, there's a thing called like for example, I'm Belgian and there's a Facebook group called Belgians in London.
Yeah, stuff like this.
Yeah, or like when you're from I don't know, Germany, be like Germans in London and like you'll meet fellow Germans.
Or like join like a members club if you can or like a little social club.
Yeah.
They have events on all the time. Go to events. Events are a good one. If you can. I don't know what line of work you're in, but you know. You can find things.
Yeah.
There's always something to do.
Mixers is a really good one, actually, because I remember when I was single, I went to a singles mixer. You're going to laugh at me, yes.
On your own?
No, with my single girlfriends.
Okay. Fine.
It was actually on Valentine's Day.
Oh,
and it was
goodness.
Like an I hate Valentine's Day party. And so we had Galentine's, and then we went to a single mixer.
And how was it? Did you meet anyone?
Yeah, actually, I met a guy. Back then, I was like, "Oh, you're cute." We went on a date.
Wow.
Single mixer.
See, it works.
It works.
Hilarious.
So, yeah.
Anyways, that was our last dilemma, you guys.
Yes.
For episode 3. We hope you enjoyed.
Yes.
And if you have any dilemmas, as always, please send them in to us on Instagram. And we'll try to answer them in an upcoming episode.
Hopefully. Yes. Exactly. Thank you so much for listening.
And we will be back next week.
See you next week. Bye. Bye.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.